but it's down to Cologne Ranger and Jeremy's Jet. Which of these will take the lion's share of $1 million? Jeremy's Jet on the inside, dead game, captures the match.
Moving pitchers on the backfield is coming on. Moving pitchers on the far outside, reaches up for Mark McDonald to win the Breeders' Crown Open Mare Pace. It is Moving Pitchers with a 9-1 stunner and one
tying up on the end of it, trying to reach Mystical Sunshine. And it's Peaceful Way with her brilliant winning way to capture the
Armbrook.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on Standard Bred Canada. Hey everybody, Norm Borg from the home office at Rideau-Carlton Raceway. You know, when I was a kid, and of course being a absolute crazy going nuts fan of harness racing, I always wished there might have been a school I could go to where I could learn the fundamentals of the sport. Well, now there is one, and I guess I'm not 13 anymore, but it's a good thing for all the up-and-coming youngsters who want to learn more about this great sport of ours. It's the OHA Youth Camps. We're going to talk to the new president about this year's series of camps and the good they've done for harness racing and for the kids, Daryl MacArthur, my guest on Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio. The new president of the Ontario Harness Horse Association is Daryl MacArthur. That group, of course, many of you know, holds a series of youth day camps where the kids are brought in, many of whom do not have a background in harness racing, which is good, and they're taught all the fundamentals at these various tracks, and it culminates in a I guess a half-mile horse race in a two-seater jog cart with one of the leading drivers. Put it succinctly, it's always a thrill. With more on that, we're going to turn our attention to Daryl MacArthur, the new president of OHA. Daryl, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thanks for having me, Norm. It's a pleasure to be here.
Like I said at the intro, boy, oh boy, this would have been just awesome for a kid back in the 60s when I was 13 to have this. But better late than never. You've got a full plate of youth camps coming up this summer at all the major tracks, Rideau-Carlton being one of them. This thing started back in 2003, did it not?
Yes, it did. It was the program that was developed originally through some funds that came from our SRA program, part of a marketing initiative, and we felt we're better to spend some dollars with having our next generation of fans getting out on the track and enjoying the excitement that that horse people in the sport get to enjoy every day.
One of the things that I thought was very forward-thinking was that in their essay submissions that the kids give to OHA as to why they want to be in a harness race, preference is given to those who do not have family involvement in the industry.
Well, absolutely. And part of the reason when this program actually did come into play is we recognized that finances in the sport, it's a very difficult point of entry to get in unless you do actually know somebody or have a family member who is currently participating. So similar to other programs where the initiative is brought out that, hey, there's a bunch of kids out there who don't know that we're available. Let's make the program available and get them on the track. And after all, who doesn't love a horse?
Oh, absolutely. I was taking a look at the summary of the surveys that have been completed by the kids, and the positive response is absolutely overwhelming, particularly in the area where they're asked, you know, would you want to make a living in some way from harness racing?
Well, it's funny when you actually attend the camps, and I've had the privilege of being at several of them. First, there is the hands-on, the practical, which is grooming the animals, cleaning the stalls, which it's great to be there the first day when you hand them the pitchfork, and this is part and parcel of why you get to enjoy the time on the track. You need to take care of your animal. We also have a component that deals with education, so anatomy of the animals, husbandry of the animals, feeding programs, that sort of thing. So it's not just about actually being out on the track and just jogging and the culmination of the big race on the final night. It actually is truly educational and explaining to the kids the steps that are necessary to take care of this great animal and to give them a true understanding of the dedication and hard work it takes to be part of the game.
Well, I think you've really started something here because your program would appear to dovetail into a new program put out by the University of Guelph called Grooming 01. And speaking to the people there, they were so excited that the OHA camps would be a great lead-in to this program and would provide continuing education to those who would seek to be in our sport.
Most people in our industry know we're very labor-intensive, and part and parcel of issues we do run into regularly is where are we getting the replacement workers when people typically do move on to bigger and other things in life. Grooming, for example, unless you have been, as I said earlier, brought in through family or friends, is not something most kids have the opportunity to do. So the program that's now available at Equine Guelph, whether you're a young person in their teens or someone is in their 60s and ready for retirement, it's a program that will allow them hands-on experience and an opportunity to see what it entails to be a caretaker in our industry.
That brings up an interesting point, and I don't know how blunt you folks have been with the kids. I know you've given them a great education. Has it been a bit of a shock to them to find out what a groom earns?
Personally, I've never discussed it with any of the kids at any of the programs, but they're just excited to be there, and the more time they get to spend with their hands-on with the animals, for most of them, if you told them that they were allowed to come and jog the horse every day, and the only thing they needed to do and we wanted from them was to clean the stall and bath the horse after, I think most of them, they would do it for absolutely nothing, just the enjoyment of the experience.
And you make a good point. I'm not trying to disparage the efforts. If you can get kids to do that while they're young and earn a groom's salary and work their way up before, they get past their prime, that's probably a very good thing. And even if they decide to choose a career in, say, you're right, husbandry or a vet assistant or even a vet, it all is to the greater good.
Well, absolutely, and again, I my strong feeling is it absolutely boils down to the love of the animal, and that's why our entire industry dedicates the time and effort that we do. Each horse person has their own relationship with their animals, and it's amazing to have these kids who, and quite frankly, have never had any exposure to a horse, to come out and by the final night when they're actually on the track racing, the thrill in their eyes and the experiences that they share with their friends after they leave is well worth the investment that we make to the program.
You're absolutely right, because I look back on when I was 11 years old and finally got to jog my first horse. That still ranks as one of my best childhood memories. The youth camps start off at Flamborough Downs, July 16th to the 19th. They move on to Grand River. My friend Kelly Spencer is the contact there. Then to Kawartha Downs. Crystal Sanders will help you with your inquiries. Here at Rideau, Lisa Richardson will help you out. Dale Taylor at Hiawatha. Jessica Conscious at Clinton. And Jackie Warner up at Georgian Downs. All right, we don't want to talk heavy business, but I think it'd be remiss if we didn't point out that OHA has elected a brand new series of directors, correct?
Well, the directors, actually, the new directors, we just made appointments for five new directors, and the names of these directors were names that were pulled from nominations we received at recent information meetings in the different districts, and I'm very happy to say that we received several names in each district, and after careful consideration at the board, these were the people that we felt would best suit the new appointments. We have District 3. We had two spots to fill from District 3. We have Per Henriksen and Dave Gibson in District 3. District 5, a gentleman by the name of Donald Amos. Don has an extensive background, actually, on the racetrack side of management. He worked for Magna for many years. He owns Thoroughbreds and Standardbreds, so Don was the kind of person that absolutely, from a business standpoint, we're pleased to have him. And Don's actually a new member of the executive as well.
We welcome him. You got Jeff Maltby in District 6, Mark Williams, Director at Large in District 11. Tell us about the executive.
We have Paul Lindsay has moved into treasurer. Paul has served in treasurer in the past, and at the time we felt that having the experience of a past treasurer was of the utmost importance. Paul's moved in there. David Boughton is now serving on the executive again. He has been an executive in the past, and as I mentioned, Don Amos. The other moves were transitional moves. Myself moving from first vice president to president. Peter Corr moving to first.
Yeah.
And Ken Hardy. He has been has been elected now as the second vice president.
The name Hardy and Lucan, Ontario are synonymous. Daryl MacArthur, best of luck both with the OHA Youth Camp Initiative and your new term as president of the Ontario Harness Horse Association. Thank you for being on Trot Radio.
Thanks so much, Norm, and anytime.
Thank you. Daryl MacArthur of OHA, and that wraps it up for Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada. Technical producer Chris Knowles, brought to you by Board Communications.